It's a new year, and we're excited because a new year, we believe, is a fresh start for you. So we're going into this series for the next 3 weeks. You won't want to miss it. And each week, we're going to dive in, and it's going to be key in some of the directional issues that you're going to need to make in your walk with God and your walk with your family and what you're doing. So I believe these next 3 weeks are going to be awesome because it's a fresh start for you. I want to look at two different passages of Scripture this morning. And if you don't have your Bibles with you, that is totally fine. We'll actually have all the Scriptures on this giant Bible right behind me. But we also have an app that you can pull up called a YouVersion app, and I believe we have a thing for that. So you can be able to check out all the verses we're doing just to make sure I'm not lying to you. And so it's going to be great. And if you need a Bible, there are actually free ones available in the foyer on the way out. So let's look at two different passages of Scripture this morning. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and I want you to see this, and you're going to help me for a little bit. It says, therefore, if, and I want you to say this next word with me out loud. Anyone, say that again. Anyone. Does that mean anybody? Yes, it means you. It means if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come and the old has gone and the new is here. All of this is from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. There it is. The old is gone and the new is here. One more passage of Scripture that I think will be helpful to us, and this is kind of where I'm going with the message today, and it's Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. It says it like this. It says, therefore, since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses of the faith, it says like this. It says, let us, and if you underline your Bibles, you can underline this passage because it's such a good one. It's what we're going to talk about. Let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up, and let us run with endurance the race that God has set before us. Let's pray together. Dear Jesus, I thank you for what you're doing at Radiant Church and that all these people just gathered here just to hear your word and to start fresh. And I pray that you would speak to them. And Lord, do something super deep in each of their lives today. Lord, use this broken, flawed vessel here on the stage, God, to deliver your incredible word to the people today. And let it go deep in our hearts in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. And well, it's a new year, and a new year means resolutions. So how many people will be honest? We're family in here. You say you have done some you started some resolutions at the beginning of this year. Can I see your hands today? So we're going to help me out here. How many would say I have started a resolution and I've already kind of broken it? I haven't lived up to it exactly the way. Yeah. It's kind of normal for us. I mean, 50% of all Americans will actually make resolutions this year, which kind of is goes around with our crowd today. And then it says actually 10% of those people who want to make resolutions won't do it because they just totally forgot to make resolutions. Do we have any there? They're like, oh, I totally forgot to do it this year. Yeah, you're that 10%. And let me just give you some advice. If you forgot to make it, you'll probably forget to keep it. So yeah, you won't make it either. But 40% of Americans just say, you know what, I'm not even going to try this year. How many of those do we have? Any of those in the house? We don't even want to admit it. It's okay. That's fine. But do you know the statistic of Americans that actually start a New Year's resolution and finish it and actually go their whole year? Let's just throw out some numbers. What do you think is the number today? Okay, good, good. Hey, you were close. We're all over the map. 8% of Americans will actually keep their New Year's resolution today. And by the end of the first month, 36% of all Americans will give up on it. So if you're part of that already group that you're like, man, I've already blown it, then don't worry. You will be the majority soon. So it's okay. But does anybody know what the number one New Year's resolution is? Very good. Everybody said it. I mean, it's to lose weight. And I know this is many of you guys' resolution. And I saw it because I was watching as you entered today. And you had a drive. You go, man, I'm going to lose the weight. But then you saw the donuts, the free donuts in the foyer. And you had the struggle between the options, between these two. And then you got the donuts, and it's all downhill from here. And thank God it's downhill because I saw how many donuts you took. So good thing it's not uphill because you wouldn't have made it. So. But we're a church, and we want to help you this season, so we are actually I'm going to put on my headband here to help you this morning, and if you want to write in your notes, we're going to write in the title of your message today. The message today is to lose the weight, and so hit it, guys. We're actually going to give you a gift to help you this year with your resolution, and we're coming down the aisle. Our team's hurrying down the aisle because we got only 30 seconds to get these out, and they're hurrying, and everybody, why don't you put your hands together, a little clap with us. Come on. Our team is hurrying with these things because we gotta hurry. Back on the street. We're the only church in America that plays Eye of the Tiger. You can do the Night of the Roxbury thing if you'd like to. We almost there. I can tell you with this issue of losing the weight, it's difficult. I don't know if it is for you, but when I was in my teens, I could eat like anything I wanted. How many remember those good old days? And like, you could eat every single thing and you'd never gain a pound. But you get to your 20s and your 30s, and what happens, man? You just get these like sides here that just form out of nowhere. And I think if we were all honest with ourselves, we could all say, you know what, there's a couple maybe pounds that we added on last year, a little weight that we'd love to see go. And so how does this happen? How do we get to where, from our perfect body in our teens to where we are now? Well, it's a very simple one word, and I think we can all understand what this one word is, and it's called McDonald's. No, it's not McDonald's, so... We all have this issue because we all like to do this thing called eating, and eating is a great thing. And what happens is because we all need food, correct? And what happens with our food is that we take in food, our body extracts the nutrients it needs, it helps us develop, it helps us grow, and then it extracts the rest of it. And it's this great process, God, called eating. Do we have any people that just love to eat in here today? So, yeah, we love to eat. And my wife and I were at Maggiano's last night. We just like food. It's just like so good. Like, I can't wait for this service. I might cut the service early because we got extra food at home. Just as a... We like to eat, but the problem with it is when we eat things that are not good for us or that excess, and so what happens? It comes into our body, but we don't release it like we should, so the body actually develops this thing called fat, where it kind of stores it, and you kind of know this, and obviously, there's a lot more complicated issues when it comes to weight and all those kind of things. We're not going to get into those kind of things, but the underlying issue is real, that we've taken in things into our body that probably aren't good for us, and we don't release them. And what does it do? It makes us lethargic, it makes our energy die, and it keeps us from moving the way we should. Now I'm going to remove this because it's really annoying. All right, so it keeps us from doing this. And I want you to know today, I believe that many people in their spiritual life have taken in all these things over the past year that are not good for you, that are hurts, that are disappointments, that are issues, that are sin, and you're walking into your new year carrying this weight. And I just want you to know today, there is good news for you this morning, that God offers fresh starts. That's a good place to clap right there. He offers fresh start because it's not the plan of God for you to be weighed down, to lack your energy in your walk with God and not get to your potential. And maybe you've been weighed down for years because of your issues or your sin. Many of you guys, because of your grief, your addictions, your struggle. Maybe it's anxiety or your sickness. Maybe it's a bad decision you made, and there's just no way that you can forgive yourself for that. So what do you do? You're stuck with that unforgiveness in your life and all those issues. And maybe it's a relationship, and the relationship went wrong. And because of that relationship that went wrong, you're stuck today, and you walked in here, and you have a regret in your life. Or maybe you are one of those that fell back into an addiction, and you were super good for a long time, and you were trying and trying and trying, and man, you just fell right back into it. And what are you doing? You're stuck with the weight of that sin. Whatever it is today, I want you to know there is good news. And it's exciting to be able to present good news today in church, because if you turn on your TV is flooded with infomercials. And what do infomercials want to do? They want to give you a quick fix for your weight problem. How many know those things never work? So I don't know if you are like me. I've tried some. They just never work. I saw one the other day. Work out for 3 minutes a day and you can lose all the weight. And I was like, 3 minutes, if you get a sweat in 3 minutes, you're having a problem. Like, there's a bigger issue there. My wife and I always joke around about a friend of ours. She's like, oh, I lost all this weight because I did these drops on my tongue. And then with the drops, I only ate 500 calories a day. We're like, you starved yourself. That's why you lost weight. It has nothing to do with some drops on your tongue. And there's some weird stuff in there. Nothing's weirder than the shake weights. Do y'all know what those are? Those weird commercial things. Like, it's awkward exercises. I don't understand that. So there's no quick treatment for your issues, obviously, other than the traditional just eat healthy and work out. But let me tell you, there is a fix for your spiritual weight today. You don't have to overcome your issues, your problems on your own. And there's no special formula. You don't need to call that TV preacher and get him to get the miracle water in the mail. You don't have to go up to some special priest to give you a blessing to get over your issues. The same Jesus that walked this earth 2,000 years ago is still lifting the weight of the world today. And he's still lifting your issues and my issues and your sin and my sin. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, we just talked about it, it says if anyone is in Christ, anybody, then that person is a new creation. The old, the past is gone and the new is here. The new is here and we need to let go of those issues of our past, because there's nothing worse than focusing on holding on to the issues and the problems and your failures of your past. And because you're holding on to those things, you're not able to take hold of what God has for you in your future. And so many times we miss what God has, because you can write it in your notes today. The truth of the matter is your past can be paralyzing. It can paralyze you. It can stop you in your place and keep you from getting to your potential. It's time today that we strip off this excess weight from our past. Hebrews 12 tells us, and it says, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. And look what it says, and let us run with endurance. You see, this is a race of endurance. If you're going to get to your potential in God, it's not a fast race, but he does call us to run free. And we need to make sure that we're not carrying these weights, because it might take a year or 2 years or 10 years. And the only way you're going to get there in your walk with God is by running free. I put it as your main point in the message today, because if you don't get anything else, I want you to get this. God doesn't expect you to run fast, but he does equip you to run free. And this is so important in our walks with God that he does. You'll reach your potential not because, you worked really hard and you ran this walk with God and you ran and tried. No, it's just because you lived free from the issues of the world. So my question to you today is what are those things that are holding you down? What are those problems? You go, well, Aaron, I've made a lot of mistakes. I've screwed up. I just want you to know today that you've walked into the right place. Let me tell you, you are surrounded by massive screw-ups today. And now you're like, well, that's kind of weird. But you are. You're mad. We all are. The guy on the stage, man, I'm a screw-up. I'm a failure. I mess up all the time. But let me give you some good news. The problems of my past don't deter or make null the promises of God for my future. And God's got promises that he has spoken over you, or things that I'm going to speak over you today from his word that are promises for your future. Write it in your notes. The problems of my past do not hinder his promises for my future. And that's good to know today. Lamentations tells us that his mercies are new. Guess when? Every day. Every morning. They're new every morning. So whatever you're walked in with today, I just want you to know God has fresh mercy for you today. Let me give you a couple things that we'll run through pretty quickly. Maybe issues from last year that you've carried into this year, and we're going to release them to God today. Maybe the first one is you, and you've walked in here today, and you're just weighed down with unfulfilled expectations. Write in your notes, unfulfilled expectations. These are maybe disappointments that happen, and they happen because we put our hope in an outcome, and it doesn't go the way we think it should. Maybe you thought you should get a promotion at your job and you didn't get a promotion. Maybe you expected to do better in school, or maybe you expected your kids to be more serious. Good luck with that one. Or maybe you expected that guy to propose, or maybe you're a guy and you expected the girl to propose. I don't know why, but I mean, maybe you expected that loved one to live longer than they did, and maybe even you expected your spiritual life to be better than it actually is today. What are those expectations that you had, and it didn't come true for you this last year? Proverbs addresses this in chapter 13, verse 12. It says, hope deferred, it actually makes our heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. Many people, I feel like, are walking into this new year and their hearts are very sick. They're weighed down with disappointment or the issues that you expected to go a certain way and it didn't turn out that way. Probably most of the time this happens because we have an unrealistic view of life. We think that everything should work out good and should work out according to God's plan. But I just want you to know, and let me teach you guys for just a second, not everything that happens on the earth today is 100% God's plan. It's not God's will. A lot of these things that happen, we blame God for it. Why do I know that? Because the Lord's Prayer tells us very clearly. It says we should ask the Lord for his will to be done on earth as it is where? In heaven. In heaven, that's where his will is done perfectly at every way. So a lot of these things happen and we get bogged down and we go, man, I don't know why God did this to me or what happened, and we walk with disappointments. But I just want you to know today, this is a truth. Thank you there. This is a truth that'll help you through your issues of disappointments, and write it down. God doesn't cause everything, but he can use everything. Did you hear that? God doesn't cause everything, but he can use everything. And even what is a disappointment for you, God wants to turn the situation around for his good this year. This is your year. Your greatest disappointments, and I want you to write this down, will either paralyze you or propel you towards the potential of God in your life. Man, I remember on September 8th, and I know many of you guys weren't here on that date, but that was the Sunday right before we launched the church, and we did like a practice run through it. Here's how I know a lot of you guys weren't here that Sunday, because it was a complete and utter disaster. Like, I mean, it was everything that could have gone wrong went wrong. And I remember I came up here to share this word, and it was like really, really, really bad. I mean, like, you might think I'm like this all-star, I hope you do, preacher, but let me tell you, then you would never have come back to this church. And I remember I preached this message, and I'm like, beads of sweat are pouring down my face, and I'm forgetting my notes, and I'm like, I literally just like froze up here like doing this kind of thing, and the team's just watching me like, this is a train wreck. We're watching this thing go downhill. It was a major disappointment to me. It was so bad. Our culture of encouragement here at Radiant Church, one of our team members actually walked up and was like, hey, Aaron, that was terrible. Just so you know, like, it was really bad. Thank you for the encouragement. But I had a disappointment in my life, and I had to make a decision at that moment. Will I let it paralyze me, or will I let it propel me? And I did something that I never do. I went to KFC, which is something I really don't ever do. I don't recommend it. No. So I grab my laptop, and I go to KFC, and I sit down there, and I go, man, this was a disappointment this week, but I'll make sure that next Sunday is the greatest sermon I've ever preached in my life. I don't know what disappointments you've walked through this last year, but I want you to know you can use them to paralyze you or propel you to what God has in the future. That's a good place to put your hands together and clap. You see, I don't have time to carry around my unfulfilled expectations all the time. Leave your past in your past, and let's run free today. Maybe that's not your issue. Maybe it's the second one. Maybe you're walking into this year with untreated pain. Untreated pain. You know, they always had that phrase that sticks and stones, they break my bones, but words will never hurt me. I heard that growing up, and I'd make fun of people and call them bad names. I guess, oh, well, sticks and stones will break your bones. Words never hurt you. I'm free. Got it. Ha ha. Like, it's all good. And until, like, I was like this really, really, really skinny kid with really, really big ears, and it wasn't a good combination growing up. And it wasn't like the ladies were chasing me. And so I'd hear people say stuff to me, and I'm like, that phrase isn't true. Like, that actually hurts when people say those kind of things to me. And I don't know about you, but Katie and I always joke, we went through like longer than usual awkward years growing up, awkward stages. Do we have any people like, you look back and I blame my parents. Like, I look back and I go, why would you let anybody come out of the house dressed like that, look like that, with that haircut? Like, you're wrong for doing that to me. We went through these old stages, and we just like, I don't know if that was you, but we went through these stages, and I was like, man, but people would say stuff to me during those years, and you're like, man, that hurts. It because the phrase is a lie. You know, those internal injuries are way worse. External injuries, you can see it heal. You can treat it easily. But many of you guys are dealing with internal hurts. And you're going, man, I'm walking into this year, and the hurts are terrible. And Jeremiah approaches it this way. He really approaches it and says, Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 14. He says, they dress the wound of my people as though it were not serious. Peace, peace, they say, but there was no peace. This is what people do to us, and you're going through a hard time, and what do? They come up and they give you that great encouragement. Hey, it's okay, you'll get over it, move on. But it's not okay, and your hurt is real, And the diagnosis was real, and getting fired was real, and the divorce was real, and it's real pain. And I want to tell some people today who walked in here with real pain that Jesus, the God of all the universe, is close to those who are broken. He is close to those who are hurting today. In Psalm chapter 34, verse 18, it says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted." He, look what else it says. It says, "He saved those who are crushed in spirit." I know I've talked to some people already first service that were here. Man, you walked in, you're crushed in your spirit. Man, lift up your head today because Jesus is close to you. The Bible says in Isaiah 53 that it's a description of Jesus 700 years before Jesus ever came. And it says it like this: He is familiar with pain. Jesus knows what you're going through. And he doesn't just say, it's going to be okay, it's going to be okay. He will step into your situation today and give you a fresh start. Amen? Amen. And he's still healing hurts and resolving issues today. Number three, maybe you wasn't unfulfilled expectations or untreated pain. Maybe you walked in here today with unresolved yesterdays. Unresolved yesterdays. Maybe you're weighed down because of a conflict and an issue that arose over the last year. I don't know about you, it's hard to run free when all I'm thinking about is all the issues that I went through and the stuff that's not resolved. And maybe it's an issue with your kids and y'all got in an argument at Christmas or whatever and they've left and you haven't spoken since. Or is there an unresolved issue in your life? Or maybe it's you spouses and y'all had an issue and y'all haven't resolved it yet today. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 26 says it like this: "In your anger, don't sin." And then it says like this: "Don't let the sun go down while you're still angry." While you're still angry. And Katie and I have worked really, really hard on this in our marriage that, man, we're not going to go to sleep until, man, we resolve the issues. We're not going to let anything go. So, man, in our early days of marriage, we would go like weeks on end and we just wouldn't sleep at all. Like we just had to just work it out. I mean, no, that's totally a joke. But she realized I was right and she moved on and it was good. That's definitely not true. So. But this verse is very clear. Don't let your issues, don't let the sun go down and bring that issue into the next day. And it's a new year today. What is that unresolved issue in your life? And as you move into a new year, maybe there's something you need to do to give someone a fresh start or a clean slate or repay this loan. And it's very easy to hold these things on and keep remembering them. And it makes us bitter and makes us offended. I know in my walk with God, as a pastor, it's very easy because I'm the target for a lot of people. Man, my kids are crazy because of you, and my husband's crazy because of you. I'm like, how? I just met you last week. But it's like, it's easy to become the target. I've learned that I have to learn how to forgive quick and how to just release those things. You know, keep small accounts with people today and make sure that we don't carry unresolved issues into the next year. And maybe you're in here and you have that issue with Jessica and that issue with Sarah and that issue with Jamie. And well, actually, if you have an issue with Jessica, Jamie, and Sarah, then you're probably the issue, by the way. But just a little life lesson there. But if you have these issues, why don't you resolve them quick today so we're not walking into our next season with these issues? Number four, another thing that probably some of you guys are walking in the new year with, some excess weight, is an unhealthy view of self. An unhealthy view of self, because there's two types of people in this category, and we have the people that think far, far too low of themselves, and they have a bad, bad self-image. Then you have the other extreme that we all just like, oh, that's that group that's like, they think way, way, way too great of themselves. And both extremes are wrong. Why? Because that one word, self. Everything is about them. What are people thinking? How do I look? It's that unhealthy view of self. And maybe you're walking in this next season with that. And are you thinking of yourself the way that God thinks about you? Or are you thinking of yourself the way you think or what other people think? Romans 12:3 says it like this in the Message version. It says, "The only accurate way to understand ourselves is by what God is and by what he does for us, not by what we are and what we do for him." I discussed this for 4 weeks in our Alter Ego series, and you can grab free CDs at our information booth on the way out or listen to it online. It's so important that you do not live your life based on what people think you are, but you live your life based on who God says you are. And today we need to redo our image of self because it's too much work. I'm telling you, it's way too much work to impress people. I don't know if you've ever tried. It's exhausting. Like, it's way too much work. I'd rather just be me and be who God created me to be. And if you don't like it, that's okay, because we're all not called to be like each other today. And I know that as you get involved in Radiant, and as you go to a Radiant group, and as you go through Growth Track, that you will be developed into who God's called you to be, not whoever everybody else wants you to be today. Maybe that view of self is your issue today. But our last one, which is such a huge one for so many people today, maybe you walked in this season with unrepented sin in your life. Maybe unrepented sin. And I don't know personally if there's a heavier burden that people carry than the burden of sin. Maybe it's an issue that you haven't told anybody about, and it's your secret, and you're sitting there, and it's between, you know, you're just doing it in private, and it's eating you alive. And you know you need to confess it, and you know you need to return from it, and you know, but you've walked into another year doing the same sin that you've dealt with for so long. What is that unrepented sin in your life? Psalm chapter 32 says it like this: when I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. This is the weight of unrepented sin, where you know you need to give it up. You know you need to move on. You know it needs to be a fresh start for you, but we don't. And you notice I didn't say unconfessed sin. Unconfessed, confession and repentance are two very different things. One is I'm saying, oh God, I'm sorry for that. That's confession. But the other, repentance, is actually, the word is defined as a change in direction. That I was going this way, I was doing this thing, but I repent, God, and I change direction, and I won't even go that way anymore. There needs to be some people today that as you start your new year, you need to turn from that sin, from that issue, from that addiction, and go towards what God has for you this year. So why are you carrying that weight any longer? Do you know that Jesus went to the cross for you? He went to the cross to offer you freedom this morning. Your freedom for unfulfilled expectations or untreated pain or unresolved yesterdays. Or maybe even an unhealthy view of self. And even for the greatest weight, the weight of unrepented sin. Jesus stretched out his arms on that cross so that you can have a fresh start today. And this is so incredible, because Hebrews chapter 12 tells us that because of Jesus, that we can now strip off that sin, that weight, whatever it is that is tying you down this year. He's the solution for you. He's the solution. And so how do we walk in this today? How do we walk? You go, Aaron, I want to be free from these five things. I want to do that. How do we do it? Well, let me give you a great, great verse. And if you don't know this verse, man, underline it. Put it on your computer. Put it in your car just so you hear it over and over and over again, because it's so good. And I'm going to drop some cool information to you right now, and then we're going to be done in just a few minutes. John chapter 6 says it like this. John chapter 8, verse 32 says this. So, okay, how do we get free? He says it like this. He says, you will know the truth. Say that word out loud. Truth. And the truth will set you free. Now, there's a lot of confusion today on what is truth and what is not. But I want to give you some truth in the next few minutes as we close, because this is, someone needs this today. First truth I want you to get, you can write this down. It's a foundation, because you're dealing with these five issues and you go, how do I deal with it? Here's some truth for you. Someone needs to hear the truth that God still loves me. God still loves me. And despite what you've done, despite your issues, God still loves you. And you go, well, Aaron, you don't understand. I don't understand what you've done, but I do understand your value. How do I know your value? Because I can know the value of something depending on what someone is willing to pay for it. And your life is valuable because God was willing to pay for you with the greatest cost of all time, his own son. And that's a good place to clap right there. You've not gone too far. You've not messed up too much to separate yourself from the fact that God loves you this morning. Number two, some truth for you, because the truth is going to set you free. Not only God still loves me, but God can free me. God can free me. You know, I don't know if it's because of the churches you grew up in or the worldview you heard, but we hear this idea that I deal with this and I will deal with this the rest of my life. And I want you to know that's a lie. God is still in the business of freeing people. He's still in the business of taking us out of our bondage and out of our struggle and out of our sin and setting us free today. And it's for freedom that Christ has set us free. And God wants you to live this free life. And someone needs to hear that truth that you might have dealt with this for years, but guess what? It's a fresh start today. And God can free you. That's a good place to clap right there. Number three, last but not least, and this is it. God still loves me, God can free me, and God will restore me. God will restore me. Look at our verse in 2 Corinthians 5. It says it like this: if anyone's in Christ, he's a new creation. The old is gone, the new is come. And it says, and it did this to God. Let me give it the thing. I was going to do it by verse, and I couldn't mess it up. So, okay. All of this is from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ. What does that mean? It means that God reconciled. He restored the relationship. Reconcile, restore, same type of word. And here's the deal. And then he goes on to say, and he restored our relationship with God. And then he now has given you the ministry of reconciliation. How crazy is this? That God takes flawed people, he loves them, he frees them, and now he restores them to a position where now they can go and love and free other people. Isn't that awesome? God's not done with you yet. You sit there and go, well, Aaron, I've messed up so bad. He's the God that restores. That is the gospel. That no matter how far we've fallen, he is there to pick us up and to restore what he has originally spoken over your life. God still loves you. God can free you. And God will restore you today. That's the truth we're going to hold on to as we walk into this new season of Fresh Start. Why don't you close your eyes all over the place? Dear Jesus, we thank you for your awesome presence that's here today. And so many people that have been trying to run this thing fast and they fail and fail and fail, and they realize today that they need to run this race free. Free of those issues that we talked about today, God. Free of all of the problems that we've gone through. Or, Lord, we pray that you would make us free today. Right now, with every eye closed and every head bowed, I want to give you an opportunity today. You'd say, Aaron, man, that's me. There are some issues that I've carried into this new year. Maybe it's an issue of unfulfilled expectations or untreated pain or unresolved yesterday's unhealthy view of self or even unrepented sin. And you go, Aaron, I love Jesus and I want to follow him, but man, I just need a fresh start today. And I need to hold on to those truths today and just release those things to Jesus. You go, Aaron, there's one of those five areas I need to just release to him as I go into this new year. Can I see your hand all over the place? Thank you.